The Australian Open tennis tournament is being played without line judges this year to reduce the number of people in the arena. And it's much better. A computerized camera shows exactly where the ball bounced. There's no more arguing about the call, so the game goes much faster. And we don't have to worry about those poor folks lined up against the wall with 150-mile-an-hour serves whizzing by their noggins. Which makes me wonder if we've seen the last of the line judges. Necessity is the mother of invention, and COVID-19 has been one huge mother. It has forced us to find new ways to do old things. This year's 60-day session of the state legislature has been conducted entirely online. And it's been a challenge. Debates take twice as long as they normally would because there's so much dead time in between the speakers, and so many opening sentences lost. The most commonly heard phrase thus far this session has been, "You're still on mute." Beyond the strained debate among lawmakers, the greatest challenge has been allowing for public comment. For the person conducting the meeting, the new system is a whole lot easier than having to verbally interrupt a speaker whose time has expired. They just flip a switch and go on to the next person. But for anybody with expertise on a complicated bill who needs to take a little time to fully explain why there may be problems that the sponsors haven't considered, there really is no place for that in the process. And, to ensure that their voice comes through clearly, speakers often will turn off their video so we can't see them while they're talking. With no time to delve into the details and no capacity to visually express emotion, speakers rush through pre-written scripts that deliver the same emotional punch as a telemarketer. House Speaker Brian Egolf tightened the rules early in the session when a representative and staff members tested positive for COVID-19. Now, many of the representatives are at home, dealing with childcare, home maintenance, feeding the pets, and all of the other things you normally do when you're at home. To be fair, they're putting in long hours 6 days a week on Zoom, and they will only get longer from here on out. But there can't be the same casual collaboration and singular focus as there is when everybody's forced together for 60 days in the same building. There are, however, a few forced changes that have been positive. Experts, like department secretaries, are able to listen in on two committee meetings at the same time and pop in on either one when needed. And there is value to allowing the public to weigh in during committee meetings without needing to drive to Santa Fe in the winter. Lawmakers should take advantage of what was learned this year to improve the process moving forward. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.